Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At what age do your kids start to think you're embarrassing? Help me figure this out. I just saw this study, and it said that kids are most embarrassed of their parents when their parents sing, when they sing in public or they sing in the car.
Okay.
And I was like, what? Mm. Why? What's the big deal? We all sing together. So I thought I would ask my girls.
Well, I mean, that's part of the dorky part of it. We all sing together.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
Girls, it says that a majority of kids find their parents to be embarrassing. And the number one thing that they say that they do that's embarrassing is sing. Dakota, are you embarrassed when mommy sings?
No.
Do you like my singing?
Yes.
Oh, good. Do I do anything embarrassing?
No.
Well, how old are you?
6.
Yeah. I'm completely normal. I'm the coolest mom in the whole world.
Yeah, I mean,
in the world. I'm an excellent singer.
Okay, for context, though, I mean, yeah. She is 6. It's sometimes she'll completely, you know, disregard you, ignore you, and run away from you. So, I mean, is she really taking the weight of the question? I'm not sure, but okay.
And Hayden, how old are you?
16.
What? Do you think mommy's embarrassing?
Most of the time.
Most of the time what?
Well, when you dance or when you sing or when you talk about me on the radio or when you wear dumb outfits like that denim one piece that looks like a janitor suit or your high top sneakers.
Wait, hold on. Time. What? Stop. When I dance and sing, I am an excellent dancer. I was a Zumba instructor for over a decade.
In retrospect, I'm not 100% sure flaunting that fact made me any cooler at that moment.
I'm not sure that's a qualifying statement for her at this point. She's like, so wait a minute. So you guys dressed up in like day glow neons, yellows and greens and danced around.
We had flags coming off our pants. It was a cool time.
Sweat just, you know, pouring off of your body. I love that, you know, immediately the tone of her voice when she's like, what? Like when you go to talk to her, it's clear that you're embarrassing in every aspect of your life already.
And I don't sing in public because I know it's bad. But when I dance, I break it down.
I mean, you sound defensive. Are you hearing yourself on this? Right?
I mean, this might not be my greatest parenting moment, but I continue.
And that one-piece denim suit, hello, J-Lo made that like completely famous, and I look just like her when I wear it.
Just like her.
Yeah.
Just like Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, she's like, J-Lo's like 50-plus, though, at this point. She's like, so what are we talking about here? Wow!
Also, when you wear high socks with leggings, you don't scrunch them. They don't look right. You're wearing like high socks with musical notes. You don't even know how to play any instruments.
I do me. And I got those socks at a church charity event.
I mean, first of
this
all,
this is a lot. This is eye-opening. Was this hard for you?
What's happening here? I'm like, I thought I was like the cool. I'm the cool mom.
Yeah. When she first gave out the list, and you were like exasperated. Like you were like, right.
And she didn't even have to think about it.
You couldn't breathe. It was like somebody jumped on your chest.
When you ask my friends a million questions when they get in the car.
How am I supposed to learn anything about you guys if I don't ask them questions?
Fair.
You're scaring away my friends.
I am
also
not.
Fair.
They also
fair.
Think I'm the cool mom. I think in my head, I believe.
I'm not sure that that's true.
Mm. When you post bad pictures of me on social media.
They're not bad. You look beautiful.
And when you get angry in public.
I never get angry in public.
Nice.
Every now and then, I can see the wheels turning and your face turns a little red. It's a little embarrassing.
It's messed up.
Wow.
It's messed up.
I love that the older she gets, the more truthful and honest she really is.
Yeah.
I want you to know that, Hayden, this is a safe space and you can share.
Yeah.
You can share here.
Yeah, Raven revels in it. Number one reason why kids find you embarrassing as a parent is your singing skills. If you missed it, we asked my daughter a few minutes ago why I'm embarrassing, and there was a laundry list of them.
Oh, yeah.
When you ask my friends a million questions when they get in the car.
How am I supposed to learn anything about you guys if I don't ask them questions?
You're scaring away my friends.
Please.
That was just one of the many reasons why I'm embarrassing as a mom.
It was a long list.
Yeah.
It was a lot for you to take.
Why are you embarrassing? Michelle?
Okay. Well, when I would take my kids to high school, it never failed that Phil Collins' Air in the Night would come on the phone and, of course, or, you know, on the radio. So, of course, that's my favorite song. So I would be the best air drummer ever. And as I would look over, I had no kids sitting. They were on the floor.
Oh.
And I would pull in the school, and there would be no kids to get out. It looked like I was going there myself.
Yeah.
They would, like, slither out of the car door. They were so embarrassed.
I mean, air drumming, air guitaring. I'm going to say, even blasting your radio, like, all of that is pretty embarrassing.
I mean, what if she's good at it?
You know? Yeah.
No one even questioned that.
It's not an actual skill.
Yes, I was good at it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I mean, what,
I'll join your make-believe air band.
What if she was good at it? What can you do with that? There's no way. There's no musician there going, nope, you hit the wrong drum, the wrong tom-tom at that point. Nobody knows. It's air drums.
I am the best steering wheel air drummer ever.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing, Michelle. I love that she's proud of it. She's proud.
Maurizio, how about you?
Apparently, we can't go bowling together anymore because my form is just, it's absolutely, you can't be looked at. She says I look like Mr. Bean.
I'm surprised she even knows what Mr. Like, Bean is.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Is that something that kids are still aware of at this point?
I think she saw something on TikTok.
Yeah,
and
probably.
That makes sense.
It's over.
Imagine you're such an embarrassing bowler.
That's the thing. Like, you don't think of bowling as the place where you got to look cool. Bowling used to be the thing that was the target of many jokes anyways by itself.
Yeah.
It's like when I went, me and Hayden went out, I took her out dancing. We went to all our friends and whatever.
You think bowling and dancing are the same thing?
Well, no.
I don't think so.
But she said, like, I can't believe that's my mom. Because I was like, because I can drop it low.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Or you're still doing it. You're still attempting to drop it one way or the other. The other moms trying to drop it? Were they?
Yeah. Not all of them.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, of course they were. Okay. We're cool moms, obviously.
Yeah.
You should see us when we bowl.
I bet you look cooler when you bowl.
Super hot moms bowling.
Yeah, super hot bowling team.
Yeah, I'm not sure she'll go out dancing with me anytime soon again.
That's funny. Frank, how about you? What's that thing your kid will no longer do with you because you're just too embarrassing?
My daughter doesn't want to dance with me anymore. Whenever we used to like watch like a game, or when she used to like play softball, we used to do a dance. We called it like the dinosaur dance, where we had like our hands kind of like T-Rexes and just kind of wailing it around. You know, it's a funny thing that we used to do. And when she turned 11, one day she won the science fair, and I started doing the dance, and she was like, "Daddy, no, what are you doing?" And I try to get her to do it a couple other times, and it's clear that it's probably we're done with that phase.
When you do the cute things that you would do together and then they don't want to do that anymore, that it hurts because it's like part of who you are. That's our thing. We do the dinosaur dance, and then all of a sudden one day we don't do the dinosaur dance anymore because that's ridiculous.
Dang, you're going to make me get all up in my feels on this.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you being sad. You could do the dinosaur dance with me if you want.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.